Welcome to English Through History. If you enjoy the content, please subscribe or leave us a review. It helps us to create more content and is appreciated by our small team here. We hope you enjoy the episode. In the history of warfare, we always love to hear of the David and Goliath style battles in which the smaller participant manages to either win or achieve an honorable defeat. The Spartans' 300 last stand against the Persians, or the Siege of Malta against the Ottoman Turks, for example. Following along these lines, the Spanish Armada invasion, also known as the Spanish Armada Campaign of 1588, is a significant event in European history and actually changed the future of two civilizations. And so, without further delay, in today's episode, we will be talking about the Spanish Armada, the events that led to war between the Catholic Spanish king and the much weaker England and its monarch Elizabeth I. The Spanish Armada invasion of 1588 was the result of long-standing religious conflict, political and dynastic rivalries, economic competition, and a series of provocative actions and reactions between Spain and England. King Philip II's determination to counter Protestantism, combined with strategic military and economic considerations, led to the ill-fated attempt to invade England and overthrow Queen Elizabeth I. A few incidents can be attributed to creating the situation of war, and these are as follows. Under King Henry VIII, England broke away from the Catholic Church, and his daughter, Queen Elizabeth I, firmly established Protestantism. Spain, a staunchly Catholic nation under King Philip II, sought to counter the rise of Protestantism and viewed Elizabeth I, a Protestant, as a heretic and an illegitimate ruler. A Catholic and cousin to Elizabeth I, Mary, also called Queen of Scots, was seen by the Catholics as the legitimate Queen of England. However, her execution in 1587 by Elizabeth further inflamed tensions. However, more practically, as the ruler of the vast Spanish Empire, Philip II aimed to consolidate his power in Europe and saw England as a significant obstacle. English privateers, like Sir Francis Drake, attacked Spanish ships and ports, seizing treasures from the New World. This piracy disrupted Spain's economic interests and angered Philip II. English seizures of Spanish ships carrying gold and silver from the Americas were a direct financial threat to Spain. In 1585, Elizabeth I signed the Treaty of Nonsuch, providing military support to the Dutch rebels fighting against Spanish rule. This was, of course, seen as a direct act of war by Spain. The preparations for the Spanish Armada invasion of 1588 were extensive and involved meticulous planning, significant resource allocation, and overcoming numerous logistical challenges. The primary goal was to overthrow the Protestant Queen Elizabeth I and restore Catholicism in England. The plan required the Armada to link up with the Spanish army, led by the Duke of Parma in the Netherlands, for the final invasion of England. The Armada consisted of about 130 ships, including galleons, galleasses, galleys, carracks, and pinnaces. The galleons were the primary warships, heavily armed and designed for combat. The fleet carried approximately 2,430 guns, with a mix of heavy cannons for long-range bombardment and smaller artillery for close combat. Significant resources were invested in building new ships and refitting existing ones to ensure that they were combat ready. Spanish ports like Lisbon, Cadiz, and Coruña were bustling with activity as ships were prepared and supplies gathered. The Armada carried around 30,000 men, including sailors, soldiers, and support personnel. Recruitment officers spanned across Spain and its territories. The fleet itself was commanded by the Duke of Medina Sidonia, with experienced admirals and officers leading various squadrons. The Armada faced significant delays due to bad weather, which disrupted initial plans and caused damage to some ships. Delays affected the coordination with the Duke of Parma's army, complicating the overall invasion strategy. The English preparations to defend against the Spanish Armada were also extensive and multifaceted, involving naval, military, and logistical efforts. The English Navy consisted of around 200 smaller ships, including galleons, much smaller warships and armed merchant ships, and of course, privateer vessels. The Royal Navy's corps comprised of about 34 warships, with privateers adding significantly to the numbers. English ships were heavily armed with cannons that emphasized long-range power. The focus was on lighter, more maneuverable ships capable of quick strikes. English shipyards worked tirelessly to build new ships and refit existing ones. Ports like Plymouth, Deptford, and Chatham were hubs of activity. Not being able to match the colossal warships of Spain in direct conflict, English ships were designed for speed and agility, with lower profiles and enhanced maneuverability, which proved advantageous in the Channel's narrow waters. The English fleet was led by experienced commanders such as Lord Charles Howard of Effingham, who was the Lord High Admiral, and of course, Sir Francis Drake. Commanders developed tactics to exploit the English fleet's strengths, focusing on hit-and-run attacks and, importantly, avoiding direct boarding engagements, of which the English did not have the manpower for. Coastal forts and defences were strengthened, especially around key ports and strategic locations like the Thames Estuary. A network of beacons was established along the coast to quickly relay the sighting of enemy ships and mobilise local militias. Defensive measures such as chains and booms were implemented to protect harbours from enemy incursions. English spies gathered intelligence on Spanish preparations and fleet movements. Key figures like Sir Francis Walsingham, England's and Elizabeth's spy master, they played crucial roles. Efforts were made to mislead and confuse Spanish intelligence regarding English defensive plans and fleet locations. England sought to secure alliances and support from Protestant nations and privateers, further bolstering its naval strength, although those were limited in number. The Spanish Armada initially assembled at Lisbon, Portugal, in early 1588. The Duke of Medina Sidonia, who really lacked naval experience, had been appointed as the commander of the Armada, and he led it out. The fleet immediately faced setbacks due to bad weather and logistical issues, which delayed its departure. The Armada finally set sail from Lisbon on May 28, 1588, heading towards the English Channel. The Armada sailed up the coast of Spain and Portugal and then across the Bay of Biscay. The fleet maintained formation and discipline despite the challenging conditions. Severe storms in the Bay of Biscay forced the fleet to seek shelter off the coast of Spain, resulting in damage to several ships and further delays. However, eventually the fleet regrouped and repaired before continuing on their journey. The Armada entered the English Channel in late July 1588. The sight of the Spanish fleet alarmed the English, who quickly mobilised their defences. The English fleet, led by Lord Charles Howard and Sir Francis Drake, engaged the Armada in a series of skirmishes. These encounters took place near Plymouth and off the coast of Portland Bill. English ships used their superior manoeuvrability and long-range cannons to harass the Spanish fleet while avoiding close combat. As part of a surprise attack, on the night of August 7th, 1588, the English launched fireships, which were vessels filled with combustibles and then set ablaze, and they sent those ships into the anchored Spanish fleet near Calais, causing absolute chaos and several ships to scatter. The following day, on August the 8th, 1588, the English fleet engaged and dispersed Spanish ships in the Battle of Gravelines. Using their faster and more maneuverable ships, the English inflicted significant damage on the Spanish vessels. The Armada suffered considerable losses, with several ships heavily damaged or sunk. Following the defeat at Gravelines, the Duke of Medina Sidonia decided to retreat northward around the British Isles to return to Spain. The Armada, however, still faced a perilous journey, encountering severe storms and rough seas as they circled Scotland and Ireland. Many Spanish ships were wrecked on the rocky coasts of Scotland and Ireland due to storms. Those that survived faced food and water shortages, and many crew members succumbed to disease and starvation. Out of the original 130 ships, fewer than half returned to Spain. Thousands of soldiers and sailors were lost during the campaign. The ramifications of the loss were profound. The damage to Spain's finances and reputation have significant effects on its empire. While still powerful, the loss led to a lot of dissension, resulting in challenges to Spain's dominance. The reputation of England's queen, however, increased significantly, and England rose to become a prominent Protestant power in Europe and later to evolve into the largest empire on earth. The war between England and Spain continued for several more years, with intermittent hostilities and battles in Europe, the Atlantic, and the Caribbean. The defeat of the Armada, however, provided a morale boost to the Dutch rebels fighting for independence from Spanish rule, contributing to the eventual success of the Dutch Revolt. The defeat of the Armada provided a morale boost not only to the Dutch, but the victory established England as a formidable naval power. The Royal Navy's success against the Spanish Armada laid the groundwork for future naval dominance. English privateers continued to harass Spanish shipping, and the success of the fleet encouraged further exploitation and colonization efforts, eventually leading to the establishment of the British Empire.